Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
My guest today is Sadie Jones, a remarkable woman who experienced domestic violence both as a child and an adult and ended up homeless and living in hostels. But she transformed her life by empowering herself through fitness, food and feeling good. In 2021, she founded She Beasts in a bid to help other women enduring trauma to become their best selves. Together, they've gone from strength to strength, and her community is growing to help more and more women and children. Welcome back to Brummy Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author, and mom. I launched Brummy Mummies as a community for families to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. And they don't come much more inspiring than Sadie. Hi, Sadie. It's great to talk to you today.
Hi, how you doing, Zoe? Nice to speak to you too.
I'm good, thank you. So I love the idea of changing lives through movement, mindset and nutrition. Could you tell me a bit about your story and why you set up She Beasts?
Yeah, of course. So I guess fundamentally, I am the lady on the tin. So She Beasts is all about, as you said, using movement, mindset and nutrition for everybody, for all females, but in particular, the real focus, I guess, why I created the organisation was to try and help women like myself who have been through trauma, whether that be like domestic abuse or substance abuse, maybe imprisonment because of domestic abuse or substance abuse. And what I found, having come from, you know, a childhood where I witnessed domestic abuse and then going on to have my own relationship where I was suffering from domestic abuse, is that I guess the underlying saving grace, if you like, was fitness. So as a teenager, it was sprinting. You know, I ran for Birmingham. Then I did martial arts. And then as I got older and was in my own relationship, I found the gym and yoga. And it really, I guess, helped me kind of escape, I guess, in some ways, but in a good way, because obviously there's lots of ways you can escape. You know, you can turn to drink, drugs, whatever it might be. So fitness for me was always that get away from the madness. As I got older, I guess I kind of started investigating more into what that really meant. So I went on and did, you know, my PT courses. I'm an NLP coach, a nutritionist. And I think the combination of the three is extremely powerful. The benefit that you get from doing an exercise, so, you know, you start on day one, you can't do a pull-up. 6 weeks later, you manage to do your first pull-up. The endorphins, the change in mindset that creates is extremely powerful. It's that going from not believing you could do something to actually realizing, wow, yeah, I can do this. So that's why we brought together the combination of the movement, mindset and nutrition, because very often women that are overcoming trauma have been in a space for so long that they believe they can't, they're not good enough, they don't have the skills. But really, these women are absolutely amazing. They already have all of these amazing transferable skills. And it's just how do we show them how to use these, how to build that confidence, and how to get back outside and start loving yourself and moving your body and enjoying being alive.
Yes, so I was going to say, it's all about self-esteem, isn't it? And confidence. And I guess actually going through an experience like that, you must be such a strong person to go through that, but you probably don't feel like it at the time. So is it about kind of nurturing those feelings with inside yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I think, like you said, it's that confidence, isn't it? It's the believing that you are good enough, that you do have the right skill sets to do whatever it might be. And I guess that's kind of the ethos of She Beasts. It's the, everybody's got a beast inside them. Not everybody's is identical, but everybody has that. And it's a real opportunity to show these ladies how to express what they're feeling as well. You know, exercise is a great tool, whether you're feeling down, angry, you know, it overcomes so many things if you're feeling a little bit depressed. So it's a perfect tool to utilise.
Is it about coming together as well? Because I think sometimes when you're at your lowest point, or any time really, you sometimes think, I can't face exercising today. But maybe if you've got other people to shiver you along a bit, then you get on and do it, and then you do feel better as a result of those endorphins.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, the big emphasis that we have as She Beasts is all about that community, that sisterhood, and that accountability, not just to yourself, but to each other. You know, a big part of what we do is, as I said, our kind of impact group, the ladies that we want to help that maybe don't have the opportunity are those ladies that have been through trauma. But the ladies that allow that to happen are the ladies that are fortunate enough to be in a position to have financial freedom. So by those ladies coming along, taking part in group exercise, doing buddy coaching together, they're not just improving their own health and well-being, but they're directly impacting another group of ladies' health and well-being. And I think that kind of community, knowing that you benefit, another lady benefits, you're doing it with your friend or you're making new friends, is just as powerful as the movement itself.
I love the name. How did you come up with the name?
So, as well as obviously being an instructor, I'm also a female bodybuilder. And when I first started training, I predominantly trained with the guys. So my partner at the time and his cousins. And because I lift quite heavy, I always have been very much, you know, like I can do anything anybody else can do, whether they're male or female. So they kind of nicknamed me She Beast because of how much I lifted. And I guess it kind of stuck. And I guess it kind of relates to who I am. You know, I've had not the easiest of starts, but I am very resilient. Like, I'm like a beast. You know, I don't stay down very long. You might knock me over, but I get back up. So I thought it was a fitting title. And I think, you know, the women that I get to work with, and this is all of the women, irrelevant of, you know, their background, they're she beasts very often. You know, they're moms juggling a job, children, partners, families, carers. So yeah, I think it's a good name. Like I said, I think we've all got a bit of a she beast in us somewhere. It's just, how do we get it out?
And that message is so empowering, isn't it?
Like I said, the community that it creates, that kind of almost like a pack of females together. You know, I always say we're stronger together. So yeah, I think it is empowering, and it empowers me. You know, I say to people all the time, I'm just like everybody else. I don't wake up every single morning motivated. You know, it's habits and discipline, and knowing that you've got people that either rely on you or are supporting you, it really helps.
Yeah. So tell me, what does a She Beast session involve?
So it depends, really. So we do group classes. So that's our kind of, anybody can come along. We run two types of group classes. So it's always a mix of movement. One that I like to say for the ladies that are either saying, I exercise to get away from my children, or, you know, I don't have children, so I don't really want to be around children. So that's just completely female-led classes. Probably work a little bit harder in those because there's no children. And then we also run a class for the ladies, I guess, that try and use the excuse that I've got children, so I can't exercise. And I'm like, bring them along. Your children can exercise with you. So we run two types of classes, one with the kids, one without. So that's kind of our main community-focused class. Then we also run buddy coaching, because I'm a massive believer that very rarely do people stick to PT sessions. You know, you start them on week one and you're raring to go, and by week four, you've kind of dropped off a little bit and you're like, oh, not sure I signed up to that. So we do it with a bit of a spin on it. So what we call buddy coaching. So that's more personalised to maybe two, up to a maximum of four ladies. And that's usually ladies that maybe either don't really know anything about training, or they want a more specific training programme. So they might want to learn how to lift weights, or they've got a special occasion coming up, like a wedding or whatever it may be. So that's a more personalised session. So they're kind of our, if you have income and you can afford to pay to train, then they're the classes that we offer for everybody. And then we have what we call our impact program, and that's a 12-week program called She Powers. And that's where we work with ladies over a 12-week process. And it's a mix of movement, nutrition and mindset. So we start off very light, kind of using body weight movement, just teaching people the basics, really, that, you know, very often we take for granted. So, you know, what do we put in our bodies? What does our body like? We're not all the same. So learning about your own body. And then over the 12 weeks, we progress from body weight, rebounding, weight training, everything really. And that, I guess that's kind of reflected even in our community classes. So we always do scalable movements. So whether that's on a rebounder, which is our kind of signature move, which are the mini trampolines, because I don't know anybody that can get on a trampoline and not have fun. You know, even if you don't particularly like exercise, which I hear all the time, oh, I don't do exercise. After sort of 10 minutes on a rebounder, you don't even realise you're exercising and you're laughing. So we try and make it, we try and make it accessible for everybody. Because I think sometimes the media makes you think that exercise has to be going into a gym, lifting weights, or, you know, pounding on a treadmill. It's not, it's movement. You know, it's movement that you should be doing every day, that we, I guess, have become quite sedentary over time because we sit at desks all the time. So things like squats, press ups, you know, sit ups, we start with the basics. And then if you want to learn and progress, then we show you, yeah, more advanced techniques.
That's great. And so it is open for anyone to come along to.
We welcome absolutely everyone. You know, we are really fortunate. We have an amazing community of females. So I think probably the youngest we have, and this is kind of the classes where we allow people to bring their children, is Terry's daughter. So I think she's 5. And I think the oldest lady we work with is 62. And we have everybody in the class together. So, you know, the movements are completely scalable. And then we have ladies somewhere in between who, you know, in their 30s, in their 40s, all different shapes and sizes, all different experience levels. So some people are completely brand new to exercise when they come with us. Some people have been training for a very long time. But, you know, again, I think we said earlier on, it's not just about the exercise that they get from that. It's that community. You know, the ladies that we work with, we have a WhatsApp group because a big part of what we do is educational. So we teach them around nutrition. So we send updates in the group. But the ladies engage in that group. You know, they go out together. One of them will have a party and invite the rest of the group. So it really is wonderful to see that they've like built those bonds through movement.
So where do you meet, and how much does it cost to come along?
So we have two locations in the main. At the minute, we are going to be having a third. So we've got Acox Green, which is Fox Holly's Leisure Centre. And you can do one of two options. You can drop in £5, pay as you go, come and try it, don't like it, you're not tied into anything. Or you can do a subscription, which gives you a monthly package and you can come along to all of our sessions. So that at Fox Holly's, that's a Saturday morning. And that's where you can bring your children along. And then we have Fitbox, which is over in Moseley. And that's an evening class. And that tends to be on a Monday evening, although it may change in the new year, at 6 p.m. And that tends to be kind of just females. Same principle, £5 to drop in. or you can have that subscription package that allows you to attend both classes throughout the month. But not hopefully. In January, we will be launching the She Beasts Academy. So we will also then have access to a third location, which will be in Hall Green. And that's more of a private studio, which actually has like weights and different apparatus outside of kind of that body weight rebounding boot camp style. So for ladies that really want to start learning how to lift weights and maybe want to do a bit more advanced techniques, there's an opportunity there as well. And that'll be on the weekends as well. So sort of Saturday afternoons, Sunday mornings.
Brilliant.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
So what are some of the shared experiences of the people who come to She Beasts?
So we have all sorts of shared experiences. Obviously, I think a lot of the ladies who attend, even the kind of community classes, maybe have similarities that they're going through a tough time. And I think that's probably... sometimes subconsciously they attend without even being aware that they're going through a tough time, I think, because of what we stand for. So, you know, you do get ladies that will come to class and they'll be at class for a while and then they'll disclose that, you know, they're not having the best time at home. And they didn't realise until maybe they started speaking to other ladies, because I think sometimes people assume that kind of abuse is always physical. And it's definitely not. You know, sometimes it can be small things like, you know, control of your finances, control of your time. You know, you can't just go out and hang out with your friends. So there's kind of some of, I guess, the more delicate things that people come and have, a shared experience. But we also have like really positive shared experiences, you know, like people come and, you know, they maybe were going through a tough time. So I guess one example would be one of the ladies that worked with us has been a member pretty much from the beginning. You know, she was going through a divorce. But when she got to the end of that period, she had a divorce party, which I'd never heard of before. And she invited all of the ladies along. So, you know, they celebrated with her newfound freedom. So, you know, we get all sorts of different things. I think the most important thing is that it's a safe space and you can come and share. You can come and not share. It's just an opportunity, I guess, for a female to be able to come along and be herself, which I think sometimes is quite difficult in society now that we all feel like we've got to turn up and be, I don't know, super mom or super businesswoman or have it all together. You don't. You just need to come along, be willing to try and be willing to engage with other females.
Yeah, that's so important. So without identifying anybody, could you share some examples of your success stories?
Yeah, of course. I think our biggest success story, and, you know, she would happily speak for herself, is probably our apprentice, Terry. So she's been with She Beasts pretty much from the start. She was referred to us via Women's Aid. When I met her, she was a completely different person. You know, she was going through a really, really tough time. Lots of like medication in quite a dark place. Fast forward 2 years, she becomes a qualified content producer in January. You know, she manages her own, I guess, mood through food and through fitness. She's extremely body confident now. You know, before you couldn't get her to look at you, let alone be posting on social media. So, you know, she posts on social media. She attends business events for us. So it's just a complete 360 transformation. You know, she's in control of her own decisions now. And that's, you know, mentally, physically, and more importantly, financially as well. You know, she now has a career. She's qualified. I mean, we want her to stay with She Beasts permanently. But if she didn't want to, you know, she can go out tomorrow and find a job as a content producer. And she'd have the skill sets to do that. She's confident. She's got the qualifications. You know, that's a big part of what we're about. I guess more on a just an everyday lady who comes along to our sessions and maybe who hasn't gone through the program and the apprenticeships that we offer. We've got a lady who, again, has probably been with us since the beginning. I think we're quite fortunate in that sense that once somebody joins, they tend to stay with us, who now manages a lot of her ailments through changes in nutrition. So again, was quite heavily reliant on pharmaceuticals to manage pain. But now because she moves more, she's lighter, she eats better, she's not having as many ailments. And I think we underestimate how important the right food, getting that extra movement and the impact it can have on our bodies, you know, especially if we've been reliant on, you know, painkillers or medication for a long time. And it does take a while. It's not an overnight fix. You know, some of these ladies, as I said, have been working with us for 2 years, but it's really, really positive to see the change and the awareness, you know, that they're now more aware that, you know, when they're having a bad day, they don't have to necessarily go and eat, you know, a bar of chocolate, a bottle of wine and do whatever else, that they can, you know, jump on a rebounder or go for a walk or make themselves a nice meal that's got more fats maybe. So, yeah, it's great to see the change in people.
It's fascinating. It must be amazing for you to actually witness that change. I think you kind of touched upon it, but that's an incredible combination, isn't it? The movement and nutrition and how it does affect your mindset and your emotional well-being. Do you think that's something that's not explored enough generally within the health industry?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when we do our programmes, we talk a lot about, especially with the 12-week programme, which we are going to be developing an everyday 12-week programme, so it's not specific to ladies who are in our impact group, but nutrition is not a meal plan, you know, which is what a lot of people expect. I would say 90% of the ladies that come to me on day one, I want to lose weight. Can you give me a meal plan? No, that's not going to help you lose weight. I can give you a meal plan. You'll probably stick to it for a week, maybe two, but the average person, you're not going to stick to it. So nutrition is really about understanding the foods that are good for our body, but also understanding what the individual likes and is good for their body. Everybody's completely different. And I don't think we are educated enough on what is nutrition. I think people have like these labels, you know, I hear it all the time, of what diet's going to work the best. There's no such thing as a good or bad diet. There's only what works for you and understanding what's good for your body. You know, somebody who's lactose intolerant, dairy is going to be absolutely awful for them, but dairy is not a bad food. It's just not a great food for that particular person. Or if you are, I don't know, you know, trying to lose weight and you're eating lots of dairy product, which is predominantly high in fats, you're probably going to struggle, but it's not a bad food. It's just not going to do what you want it to do. So there's lots of different things that come into nutrition. And I don't think people are aware of that. But just as importantly, you know, I say it all the time to my ladies, nutrition's not just the food we eat. Nutrition's what we feed ourselves mentally. You know, what do you listen to? Who are you engaging with? Where do you eat? Like, are you eating on the move all the time? Are you eating rushed? Is your digestive system being allowed to digest that food? There's so many different aspects to what nutrition is, but I don't think we even scratch the surface because most people have already, I guess, subscribed to something online. You know, oh, I'm following the Atkins diet, so I'm going to take out all of this, or, you know, I'm on a carb-free diet. Well, of course, you're going to lose weight, but it's not very healthy because you've just removed a whole food group. Where you're going to get your energy from? So there's so many aspects to it. And that's a big part of what we try and teach all our ladies, like the basics of nutrition, like what really is food? Why do we eat it? What's the benefit? And I think when we start to understand that, as well as what do we like? I mean, I don't know about you, but I know I'm not going to stick to something if I really don't like it. I might force myself for a week, but if I really don't like eating certain foods and somebody's told me to eat that because it's going to help me lose weight, I'm probably not going to stick to it. Or I'm going to do it and then fib every now and again because I've come off the diet because I wanted to eat something I like. So it's about figuring out what you like and how that works for your body. So it can be sustainable because, you know, this is a lifestyle. It's not a diet. It's not meant to be like a 6 week or a 12 week course. I mean, we do it in 12 week blocks, but it should be something that you then take away and apply to your life long term.
Yes. And so you've got to enjoy it, haven't you? And I love that concept of feeding your mind as well. So a lot of it is about a positive mindset.
100%. I mean, if you think about anything really, if you're not in a good place mentally, if you're having a bad day, and we all have them, you know, you woke up a bit later, you bang your toe as you get out of bed, you know, the minute you put your mind into that, oh, I'm having a bad day, everything else then just seems to go downhill. You start, you know, you, instead of having, I don't know, that healthy breakfast you were going to have, you think, oh, can't be bothered today. And you have a bar of chocolate or a biscuit because you can't be bothered. And then that has a ripple effect. And then you go throughout the rest of the day thinking, oh, I can't be bothered. And then because you're eating, you know, quite high processed foods, that then makes you feel down. You already was not feeling great. And it's just a vicious cycle that we get into. So what I always say is it starts, first of all, in here, which is why we don't do meal plans. You know, the first thing I get a lady who works with me to do, and it sounds so crazy, they always look at me like, what? I say, you know, go away, create a logbook for the next week. You know, what do you eat? What's your sleep like? Is it your time of the month? Do you even know that? Because a lot of females don't, and it has a huge impact on us because of all the hormones we take. And the only thing I ask them to do outside of that logbook is drink 2 litres of water every day. And you would be surprised how many people come back 7 days later that can't stick to drinking 2 litres of water every day, but they think they're going to jump on a meal plan, do this crazy exercise routine. And I'm like, if your mind can't, you know, like be in that position to drink 2 litres of water every day, how's it going to do all these other things? It's a process, isn't it? You've got to start small, like figure out the why. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this because, you know, you think you're meant to be doing it, or are you doing this because you want to? Because if you want to, holding on to, you know, the perfect example I give is, would you leave the house without your phone? 90% of us wouldn't. You'd turn round, go home and get that mobile phone. But if I said to you, why didn't you drink that 2 litres of water every day? I'd be like, oh, I forgot to pick up the bottle of water, or I forgot to grab a bottle of water on my way into work. Treat that water like your mobile phone. If that's really what you want to do, you want to make a positive change, start small. So it is, yeah, it's all about mindset. And it's the little things that we don't think about. I think we're always looking at that much bigger picture. But how do you get to that bigger picture? What are the steps to get you there?
So how has doing all of this transformed your life?
So I guess the fitness and the nutrition and mindset bit for me personally, as in just applying it to myself, has probably saved my life. You know, I've been in very dark places quite a few times. You know, like I said, I grew up quite tough. I've lived in hostels. I've been homeless. So I think, yeah, it's probably saved my life. I think the being able to see the change that it has on other people's lives, has probably kept me on that path, because the benefit that you see when you're watching somebody else, it's a bit like, you know, when you give your friends all the best advice in the world, but you very often don't take it yourself, do you? You're like, you get up in the morning, you say horrible things to yourself, but you wouldn't talk to your friends like that. So I think just watching what it does for other people as well has had a bigger impact on me than it probably would if I was just applying it to myself. So like I said, I don't wake up every day motivated, you know, especially that people think I do because I'm a bodybuilder and they see like you and your body condition changes and they see the physical, but mentally I'm the same as everybody else. So I think, yeah, it's a very powerful tool. And I think if you can apply it long term, it really can change your life. You know, I don't think for a minute that if you'd asked me as a 16-year-old girl, pregnant, homeless, would I, you know, have founded a company, helped 81 other women last year, be a software consultant, have a granddaughter and a son, I would have been like, no chance. And I think, you know, I put that down to the movement, mindset and nutrition. It sounds crazy, but I think that's the thing that has kept me sane. So yeah, it's a really powerful tool, but you've got to want it as well. It's not something that somebody else can do for you. And I say that all the time to the ladies, you know, I can tell you how to utilize these tools, but you've got to want to change fundamentally.
That brings me really neatly onto my next question. We have a series of questions that we ask all of our guests. And one of them is, what are the two things you would tell your 18-year-old self if you had the chance?
Okay. So I guess the first one is, and it's something that I've learned through like the NLP coaching that I do, is that life doesn't happen to you. It happens for you, which when you're 18 and you're going through rubbish, which is probably where I was at 18, you really just feel like, why me? Like, God, it's always me. It only ever happens to me. It's not, it's happening for you. These are like really valuable lessons. And I think the other thing is you're stronger than you think you are. You know, I feel like, especially as females, we are almost told what we're meant to be from quite young. We're almost, you know, painted this picture of we need help to do everything, when in hindsight, females are probably the strongest of the sexes. You know, we carry the children, we look after the children. Even if you don't have children, you're probably caring for your parents or for a sibling. Or so, yeah, you're a lot stronger than what you think you are. And all of the things that are happening happen for a reason. You might not see them at the time, but they happen for a reason. You know, I wouldn't have founded She Beasts and I wouldn't have been fortunate enough to have this amazing community of females around me if I hadn't been through what I'd been through. Now, at the time, I wouldn't have believed that I would have said that, because I was just like, why do I keep getting kicked all the time? But there was a reason behind it. So, yeah, they would be my two bits of advice to the old me.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So what are three things you love to do every day? What gives you a great start, end and routine to the day?
I think there's the ones that people probably expect or think I'm going to say. First of all, coffee. I'm not going to lie. I'm a caffeine addict. Like, don't talk to me until I've had a cup of coffee. So I literally get out of bed. The first thing I do is I drink like half a bottle of 2 litre of water, and then I march upstairs and I have to have a cup of coffee before I do anything. The next thing is journal. And I think a lot of people underestimate how important journaling is. So for me, it's a recap on what happened the day before, an opportunity to observe what happened, whether it was good, bad or ugly, an opportunity to get down what I want to achieve that day. Doesn't always mean that I achieve what I've written down, but it gives me a sense of where I'm trying to be, what direction I want to be. And also gratitude. I'm a big, big believer in gratitude. So I always write down what I'm grateful for. And it might be something really small, like, I don't know, that I had enough coffee left to have a cup of coffee in the morning because I was feeling super tired. It doesn't have to be anything over the top. So the journaling and then getting outside. I'm a big believer you need to get outside within that first hour of getting up. Get some fresh air, even if it's for 2 minutes. Get outside, clear your head. I mean, I'm fortunate I've got two dogs, so I have to get outside. But I think even if you haven't got, you know, dogs or whatever, try and get outside. It's so important to get that fresh air, to get some natural light. So they're like my three things I do every day. I get up at 5, so by 6 a.m. I've done those three things. And then usually I try and head off to the gym or rebound in my living room.
So you've carved out that time for yourself. Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, so I think it's really important. And I know we are all busy. Like I said, whether you're a mom, a businesswoman, a carer, we've all got a million things that we need to do. But I'm a massive believer, and it's took me a very long time to get to this point. You know, I'm 40. You can't look after anybody else if you're not looking after yourself. You can't give what you don't have. So if you don't feel good, you might think that you're helping someone else, but you're probably giving them quite a lot of negative energy as well. It starts with you.
Yeah, 100%. So what would be the one piece of advice you'd give to someone that's going through a difficult time?
It's really tough. That's a really tough question. I mean, I would always say try and get help. Don't do it alone. But also on the flip side of that, having been a person that's been in a dark place, that's not always the easiest thing to do, because it means you've got to admit that there's a problem. Mm. I think get the help if you can. If you can't get the help, work on figuring out what that problem really is. Because I think until you know what the problem is, it's really hard to overcome it. And I think admitting sometimes that there's a problem is quite scary. And I think that's probably where a lot of people struggle, is admitting there's a problem. And whether that's a problem with, I don't know, an addiction within yourself, whether that's, you know, somebody else is doing something to you, admitting that that's there is half the battle. So, yeah, I think be honest with yourself and get the help if you can.
That's really good advice. So finally, what would you say you've learned from being with all these amazing women in this environment?
That anything is possible. Anything is possible. Never underestimate the possibility. If I like, it sounds really cliche, but if you believe it, it can happen. But you've got to believe it, first of all. You know, I get to witness complete life transformations, literally. And yeah, absolutely anything is possible.
I love that. Fantastic. So how do people find out more?
So we are on social media. So she.beasts, CIC. We have a website, which is www.shebeastscic.co.uk. Same handle on Facebook as on Instagram. And we're also on LinkedIn. At the moment, we're also running a crowdfunding campaign, which you can find on all of our pages. And that, I guess, is how we're hoping more people will hear about us. So that's where we will be running an academy for any woman. So you don't have to, you know, have been through trauma, to bridge the gap. So you can come along, work with us, get a qualification as a gym instructor or as a level 3 PT, and be able to go back into your own communities or into ours and teach other females or children or whoever you choose to teach. And by doing that, we hope that, you know, our message grows, that we have a whole team of she beasts going back out into the community and trying to make positive change.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Sadie, for talking to me today. And thank you for everything that you do. It makes such a difference to people in that community. I think it's a really, really empowering and wonderful thing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
You can read more about Sadie and She Beasts on the Birmingham Live website and on the Brummie Mummies Facebook page. And you can join her wellbeing classes by visiting shebeastscic.co.uk. Brummie Mummies is a Laudable production, which you can download or stream on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Please share this episode with anyone who may find it useful. Follow Brummie Mummies on social media and sign up to our free newsletter. See you next time.